Welcome to episode 34 of the EvoFi podcast, a finance podcast for humans. Today, we dive into episode 2 of our series on mistakes your financial advisor can help prevent. This episode is specifically going to be on estate planning. And joining us is Andres Masabel, the head of advisor sales at Trust & Will. Andres brings with him a wealth of experience and knowledge, and we cannot wait to jump into the conversation with him today.
And a quick reminder before we jump in, this podcast is 100% free of any tax, legal, or investment advice. Our goal here is education and a little fun. If you need advice in any of the areas mentioned, tailored to your specific circumstances, feel free to give us a call and we'll see how we can help. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Check us out on YouTube and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get into the podcast.
Andres, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to the conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who has been around financial planning for a while or is familiar with Evo and our process, estate planning is one of the biggest pillars in the financial planning process. Sure, you can get your cash flow right, you can get your investment strategy right, but ultimately, you've spent a lifetime working really hard for this money, making it so that it's working hard for you. A really big piece of that is making sure that it works for you and your loved ones the way that you want it to after you're no longer here. So, Andres, why don't you spend a minute and just kind of talk about why, from Trust & Will's standpoint, why estate planning is so important?
Yeah, I mean, to kick it off really quick, more than 60% of families and individuals don't have any estate planning in place. It's one of those topics that when you bring up at a family gathering, when everyone's like, I need to get that done. I just haven't gotten around to it, right? So it's such an important piece of making decisions around what happens when we pass, taking care of our loved ones. So children, pets, most people don't even know that if you have children under the age of 18, something happens to you, a court comes in to say what happens to your kids. So we're doing such an important job and you know, with your help, in educating folks on the importance of estate planning. So from a super condensed and shortened version, it's making decisions on what is, you know, what happens to your loved ones, who takes care of them, what happens to your assets, right? So as you said, we work so hard towards building our retirement and our dream, you know, life, whatever that looks like for each of us and whatever that legacy, that we sometimes just forget to really think about how do I want to pass that on? And then also, if something happens to us, we're in a car accident, we can't make a medical decision, do I have all those important documents in place so that someone can come in, make a decision on my behalf?
Yeah. And it's so interesting because I think some people go, well, I'm young and healthy, so I don't need these things. Those are things to think about later. There's also a lot of people that I've encountered who have said, well, you know, I'm single, so why does it matter? And arguably, you might need some of these documents even more if you're single, because the intestate rules per state are going to be really important to know. And it's not cut and dried with, okay, I'm married to this person, and so everything's just going to go to them. Everybody really, once they become an adult, everybody really needs to spend at least a couple of minutes thinking about estate planning.
Yeah, 100%. And even, you know, it's really interesting. Millennials have actually shifted a lot when it comes to estate planning. So believe it or not, millennials are now creating more estate planning documents than people over 55, right? So when it comes to, you know, and top three reasons, because we do an estate planning study every single year. This year, we surveyed about 24,000 millennials. Top three reasons, you had a child, you actually had a death in the family. So this is where people are starting to see the impact of a parent or a loved one that didn't have an estate plan. And now you're like, I'm not putting my family through that. Like, I went through it. There's no way I'm doing that. And then three, kudos to companies like you, is their financial advisor, right? So it's such an important piece. And we're now seeing, you know, clients and their children, they turn 18. And they're like, hey, let's get you set up with Trust & Will to set up your power of attorney, your HIP authorization, right? Because as parents, we kind of grew up and we're like, I can always make a decision on behalf of my kid, and I can always call the doctor and get information, right? But you know, when they turn 18 or whatever state you live in, where that changes once your child becomes an adult. So it's such an important piece. And I think historically, Stephen, to your point, people have thought that estate planning is for the ultra high net worth. I'm only creating a trust if I'm rich and I have millions and millions of dollars. Yep. And that is just simply not the case, right? There's different levels and different types of estate planning, but we're seeing, and we've learned that, you know, people, when they turn 18, have their first job, go to college, et cetera. And especially for young parents, because that's the number one trigger, is really being proactive about, this is why it's really important for me to set up the estate plan. These are some resources and how I can get it done. And then also, you know, to the work that you guys are doing, estate planning isn't just a one time and I'm done, right? I never come back to it, right? And I think especially for folks in their 20s, 30s, even early 40s, there's so many different life stages, right? It's like, you know, going off to school, getting your first job, getting married, starting to, you know, plan for a family or buying a home. And these are all different stages that affect so much of the estate planning piece that I think historically there's always been like a, like super expensive and it sounds very complicated and I'm not ready for that. Like, I'll deal with that later. But we're now seeing a huge shift on like young families and young individuals being like, no, I like, this is really important. It's a decision that I think estate planning, it's really not a decision for you in many ways. It's a decision that you're making to gift to your loved ones and to make sure that they don't have to go through probates and that whole process, because it's costly. It's, you know, it can take a long time depending on the state. So just making sure at the end of the day that you and your loved ones have that peace of mind.
Yeah. I think you made a really good point with the, a lot of people do it once and then go, okay, like that box is checked, that lifetime box is checked, and now we don't have to do it. We've seen with some clients, they will have drafted documents in some cases 10 years ago, maybe. That doesn't really seem like it's that long ago, and it really isn't. But we'll come back and we'll review them 10 years later, and they'll go, wait, I put that person in there, or I don't talk to that person anymore, or that person's no longer with us. And you make some of these decisions because I think you put it really well. It's a snapshot in time, and life has so many stages in it that as you go from one stage to the next, your plan can't just continue from a previous stage. You need to really go through that process of formulating it again.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're go ahead.
Go ahead, Andres.
I was just going to add to that, because that's a great point. We're also seeing that, you know, once a family or an individual really understands the decisions and what they mean and the impact that they have, the importance of, you know, reviewing documents every 3 to 5 years, or if you've had a major life event, if you've moved states, or for example, you bought a home. Like, we have many families that will start with a will-based plan. And as your assets grow, maybe there's an inheritance, you bought a home, whatever the case might be, you know, you can upgrade and talk to us about a trust and what the difference is. So, you know, I think one of the biggest takeaways I would just say is, don't run away from the lack of understanding of estate planning, because that's what we lead with, is helping you understand what it is, why it's so important to you, depending on your, you know, different life circumstances. And then three, what options do you have, either with us or through a local estate planning attorney, is really making sure that we have the buy-in from families that understand this is why this is so important to me.
Yeah. And I think another element too with the older part of Gen Z is, with so much content being created on the internet and digital assets, people don't really think about like, how is that going to be handled either? And so I think for the younger generation, as they're getting older, that's something to stress and say, like, this is a part of your estate. These are things you own. Certainly we're seeing it with iPhones, and I'm not sure if Android phones have this feature, but with the, like the Apple Legacy Contact or something.
Legacy Contact.
Yeah. So, I know your tool, goes through the digital executor, and I think that's just another really important element for people who are like, I don't, you know, I'm young. I don't have anything that I need to really think about. But if you're an influencer or you're somebody who has a lot of content online that is yours, that's something to consider.
Right.
100%. That's actually a great point that we sometimes don't think about when it comes to estate planning, right? Because right away we're like, I don't have millions of dollars. But, you know, to your point, it's your social media accounts, your, you know, everything on your phone. If, you know, folks or some of your clients got into, you know, Bitcoin or NFTs, like this whole digital world that, look, let's be honest, it's only going to grow more and more as the years come by. So it's much more than just what's in my 401k or what's in my investment account, et cetera. It's your whole kind of holistic view of assets and how can people make decisions on your behalf and or be beneficiaries of that in case something happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, one more thing that I'm going to add to that just really quickly. I think, especially going back to the digital assets and how are you the beneficiary of it, in some instances, we're also talking about when you store your information in the cloud, we're talking about being the beneficiary of potentially family videos and photos. Yeah. And we've had some clients that their estate planning attorney hadn't maybe included this in their documents, kind of their template when they last had their documents completed. So now they're going through that process. And in some instances, that mourning process, because they go, wait a minute, we had all of these amazing family memories that we wanted to pass on that we're not going to be able to now because I can't log into that online account. Like that's done. And now that institution, because there was no digital executor, as they have to, these online companies have to have good data privacy. And so you can't just go, well, that person died and I'm able to access it for them. You have to make sure you have these documents and you have to make sure that you're working with an attorney or a system like Trust and Will, who's thought through all of these things ahead of time so that you don't miss out as the loved one of someone who's passed away.
Absolutely. And I'll just add one thing, if you don't mind, really quick. We don't have time to kind of go through all these stories, but I spent over a decade in banking, and you have millions of people that will have, you know, for example, just one of the spouses is managing the bank account and the other spouse isn't on the accounts. Something happens, you know, stroke, whatever the case might be, life happens. We automatically think, oh, I can go into the bank and access that account, right? You can't, right? So there's just so much that we don't think about until things like that happen. So it's just so important for us to think about, let's, you know, do an inventory of all of my accounts.
Yeah.
I was reading an article yesterday. I think the average personnel has about 6 jobs or more, right? In our kind of like 30s to 50s. So, and it's things that we just forget about. Old 401ks, how are the beneficiaries? That was like a job I had before I got married, and I had like my mom as a beneficiary. Like, so it's just really important. I know that many advisors are doing such great work at like really helping folks get organized when it comes to that, but don't put it off. I've just, you know, in 10 years, I have a lot of really unfortunate stories, which is what led me to Trust and Will and helping solve and make this much more accessible and understandable for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's not just enough to know what you have, right? You have to go through the process of planning for it and actually have
right.
it.
Yeah,
totally.
Documents. So
I think we've touched on this already a little bit, but if we could, let's just spend maybe a minute or two talking about some specifics of someone could be listening to this and going, okay, some of this might apply to me, but what are some of those really key times that, okay, you should be thinking about estate planning, right? Let's kind of jump into that a little bit.
So main top reason, you've had a child in the last few years and they are under the age of 18. And or you own a pet. That's actually, believe it or not, for millennials, I think it was like reason number 7, top 10 reasons. Every millennial, I feel like, has a pet nowadays. So just little things like that, that you're like, okay, I am now responsible for someone else.
Yep.
If something happens to me and or my spouse, it is really important for me to have a plan in place, right? For example, parents that might have kids that are getting or are 18 years old, going off to college, it's a great opportunity to get your kids set up with a power of attorney, a HIPAA authorization, and a living will. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that, if you're an adult and you've been living and nothing's happened to you, without having an estate plan, good for you, but get it done, right? So it's just a matter of, if you own a home, right? Like there's so much that can happen depending on the state, all that, yes. But there's so much that can happen on if something happens to you. And like, we just sometimes forget that our largest asset is sometimes not protected if we pass away. Right. Yeah. And then obviously we, for example, we partner with companies like ARP, which focuses on an older demographic, and we get hundreds of their members that come in on a monthly basis that are getting close to retirement. And Stephen, to your point, they're like, yes, I have an estate plan. It's been 10 years. I haven't updated it. I've had, you know, I have more grandkids now, et cetera. So just question, like, look at your life stage. And if you don't have an estate plan, you very likely need one. And if you have one in place, amazing. But just make sure, you know, when is the last time you've had it updated? Have you moved states? Have you, you know, what has changed in your life? And not every small change will, you know, require for you to make an update to the estate plan, but it is always good at a minimum within that kind of 3 to 5 year time period and or the life event for you to look at updating the estate plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And for some of the listeners who go, okay, well, my kids just went away to college, you know, maybe the college required a HIPAA authorization or something like that. So don't need to relook at my estate plan. Well, you might want to at least think about it, because if you're now 18, 19, 20 year old child is your sole beneficiary of your millions of dollars, are they going to make the right decisions now as a newly minted adult on their own? Are they going to make the right decisions that you would want them to make with that money? Or should we maybe consider leaving that in a trust for at least a couple of years to let them get their feet under them first?
Yeah.
Before all of a sudden, all their friends come to them and say, hey, you know, you're the guy with the most money in the dorm. And so maybe you should be the one throwing the parties. Just make sure that they've got that kind of support system around them to make sure that they're making decisions that are going to set them up in the future. Yeah.
And with that, I would just add spot on. And if listening to that, you're like, oh my gosh, these decisions sound super heavy. And, you know, how are we going to make these decisions? Don't let inaction come into play because they seem heavy. One thing with estate planning, either through trust and will, attorneys, et cetera, you can always make updates, right? So it, as you make decisions, life will change. Your values, people in your life, assets, whatever, right? Like we're all so different. So just know you can always come back in. You can always make updates. You can always make changes. It's not a, oh my gosh, we made that decision, I can never come back and make an update. Because that is something that we hear often from families as they're starting to create their estate planning.
Yeah. It can be so daunting. I think that's a great point. Don't let inaction just result in, or being scared of this or looking at it and going, this is a really morbid conversation. Yeah. Allow inactivity. A lot of things we'll tell clients is, okay, if it's you and your spouse or even just you, you know, get a bottle of wine, but think about the life you want your loved ones to live. Mm-hmm. Let that be the driver, not the, okay, I have to deal with the fact that I'm not here anymore and something's happened to me. Make it really about them and let that drive the process, because that can help get you over that hump of inactivity.
Right. It becomes more of a legacy conversation.
Right. Exactly.
So, that is so spot on. And I'll just add really quick, in the estate planning millennial study, this was actually surprising in a really good way to me. 67% of the millennials that were surveyed in our study already have a charity in place inside the estate plan with assets. So their total net worth is under $50,000. Hmm. But they're already starting to have these conversations about legacy.
Yeah.
What does that look like? So super, super important, because we know that these conversations are starting to have, you know, are taking place with young families. So really important to note on that as well.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people who might be listening know what the typical way of doing estate planning, they know what that looks like. You know, you go down to the attorney's office, you sit in the mahogany walled office, the conference room, for an hour to an hour and a half as the attorney asks you all these questions about what accounts do you have? Who are your kids? How do you want to leave it? That in and of itself can be daunting also. So Andres, why don't you kind of walk us through how Trust and Will has helped streamline this estate planning process and make it something maybe that's more, you know, consumable for the masses rather than that kind of old timey way of thinking about estate planning.
Yeah, absolutely. So in many ways, for any of your listeners that are trusts or that have done their tax return with TurboTax, think of Trust and Will as the TurboTax of estate planning. Yeah. So when we looked at why most people don't have, like two-thirds of people don't have an estate plan in place, that's where Trust and Will came about. So state-specific plans that are customizable to your needs online from the convenience of their home. What's really nice, and this is how we've helped, I think, about 600,000 people so far, it's not just a, okay, let me go on the website and I hope I figure it out. We have a lot of support in the application as you go through it, live member support. You can chat with our team. You can schedule a call. In most states today, you can actually talk to an attorney for an additional cost. And that enables you to say, hey, spouse, let's have, you know, let's set up this call, 30 minutes, go through the process with the attorney. Let's ask all these questions. Let's customize the documents. And then guess what? If I want to meet with the attorney again in 2 weeks, I can, you know, schedule the call again, get everything reviewed. And then essentially from there, you have this online portal, very safe and secure, that enables you to go through, make the changes, make the updates, get documents shipped out to you. You get them notarized. And then from there, we essentially encourage everyone to share those with their loved ones. So an executor or a beneficiary, we actually have many, many clients that will share it with their financial advisor because you guys are building such good trust with your clients. And it's an important piece for you guys to have as well. And then to that point, you know, as you know, you make changes or life happens, you log back in, you don't have to go through the full process again. You can edit certain types of the estate plan. And from there, you're able to make changes super easy and convenient.
Yeah. I love that example that you used, that it's the TurboTax of estate planning, because there, for a lot of people, TurboTax is a great solution. For some people, it's too complicated, or you need that additional assistance that maybe you do need a CPA. Similarly, Trust and Will is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, if you own property in five different states and it's really complicated and you need to be looking at how all these things are working together, it's not that Trust and Will can't help you, but you might benefit from having somebody sitting down at the same table as you, walking you through some of these things.
Yep.
But it's the, so many people think that it's too expensive to go get an estate plan, or it's just not accessible for them. And so this is one of the tools that we've really started to use a lot with clients to say, no, this is the right time for you to think about estate planning.
Yep.
It's not beyond you in terms of complexity. It's not beyond you in terms of cost. And what's really great as well is because it's such a nice streamlined process, it's easy to understand, it's easy to follow, we can help be that resource for a lot of clients to help get them to the point where they understand what all the questions are. We can get everything through. And then, Andres, you mentioned it, you know, building that trust with clients, sharing the documents. The documents are really good, but then if you don't get it in place and make sure that beneficiaries are correct on all of your accounts and that the titling of accounts is correct, then you've done kind of part of the process. So that's where we come in on the back end and help make sure that, okay, your estate document says this. So then your beneficiaries over here need to say this on your IRAs, and the titling of your home needs to be this. And so it really is this collaborative process with the estate attorney or Trust and Will, with the client, but then also with their planner, to make sure that we've gotten that kind of 360 degree holistic view of this process, to make sure that ultimately what the client's family really wants is what gets done.
Yep.
You outlined that perfectly.
Awesome.
Spot on. And it's such an important piece on, you know, from advisors, when they start introducing the concept of estate planning, and we have a lot of tools to help mitigate a lot of like the what ifs, right? Mm-hmm. But really educating you on what is a guardian, what is an executor, like what are all these terms that, for, you know, if I didn't work in banking, I wouldn't know any of this stuff, right? Yeah, most people don't. So it's just such an important piece. But I think, kind of, you know, to your point, having that holistic view on everything and having the right people in your circle that are helping you educate, be part of the process, and are well aware of the plan and decisions that you've made with your family.
Yeah. And I think it's just so important to remember that, you know, once you've come up with the plan, the implementation, you were just touching on it, that the implementation is that next step. One, yes, you have to execute the documents to make them legally valid, but also you have, if you have a retirement account, that passes by operation of law. There are other kinds of assets that you can say all day long in a document that this is how I want it to happen. But unless you have, which is why we love working with Trust and Will System as the ones who kind of take it and say, all right, we have the marching orders. We're going to go make sure it happens the way that you want it to, given all of these considerations.
Yeah. So. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Andres, for joining us today. For all of you who are listening, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your day as well. If you have any questions, of course, there is the wonderful resource that is Trust and Will. There's also the resource that is Evo Advisors and the team here. We would be happy to walk through the specifics of your situation and make sure that you get the right planning and the right process put in place to provide for you and your family. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.